listening to the Terra Nova Podcast, a podcast all about the Fox television show Terra Nova. This is Season 1, Episode 16. Send the dinos, save the show.
Halfway through the 22nd century, our planet was pushed to the brink of destruction. But in mankind's darkest hour, we discovered a portal to a prehistoric past and found a new beginning. Few have been chosen to come here to create a new civilization for all of humanity. This is our last chance. This is our final hope. This is Terra Nova.
And welcome back to the Terra Nova Podcast. This is Albie.
And Heather.
This is a special episode. Our listeners demanded it. It's the Save Terra Nova Podcast. We're here to tell you how you can do your part to help save Terra Nova and get it renewed for a second season.
Yeah, it's hard to go back once they cancel it, so we're going to try and do everything we can do now.
So what are the things we can do, Heather, to help save Terra Nova? We don't want our favorite show to be canceled, so what can we do? What do we know that we can do to save Terra Nova?
The obvious things are to email or call or send letters to Fox. Try to contact them in any way you can to make them know you want a season two.
So we got to be heard, is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
The email address to email Fox is askfox@fox.com.
That's pretty easy to remember.
You can call Fox. You can use a telephone, whether it's your cell phone or a phone connected to your wall with a wire. The number at Fox, it's the Fox's viewer comment line. This is where they get all their comments, and this does mean a lot. The phone number for Fox is area code 310-369-3066. That number again is 310-369-3066.
What else can we do besides the obvious choices?
Okay, so we have email Fox, then we had call Fox, and there's a Twittition out, which is the cross between a petition and Twitter, so it's a Twittition.
Clever.
I like how we invent words every day now. So you can sign the Twittition. The link is on our main page at terranovapodcast.com. There's also a link in our Twitter feed, if you go back in the history. Or you can just Google Twittition and then Google Terra Nova. So what else can we do?
Did you hear about the Save Terra Nova Facebook?
I did. I did like the Save Terra Nova Facebook. So is that something everybody should do? Will that help?
Yeah, even Jason O'Mara was recommending to like their Facebook page.
Jason O'Mara said, like Save Terra Nova?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's another thing you can do. Go on Facebook and like Save Terra Nova. That link is on our website also. Or you can just search it on Facebook.
And why don't you tell them about the most exciting thing they can do to help?
Okay, well, here's the coolest thing you can do. This is something that Fox cannot ignore. I believe Jason O'Mara came up with this version of the idea of sending, get this, little plastic dinosaurs to the president of Fox Broadcasting. So he's going to be getting in his mail from UPS, FedEx, all these little plastic toy dinosaurs from all the Terra Nova fans. And this means it's a shout-out real loud. Do not cancel our show. We love Terra Nova, and we don't want to lose it. And we're willing to spend our hard-earned money on little plastic dinosaurs that you can't do anything with except get annoyed enough to just renew our show. Jason O'Mara started this, and there's been many other shows that tried to stop cancellations, and a lot of them were successful by sending silly things like...
It was Peanuts for Jericho is what I saw earlier. I know that it worked. WikiHow.com has take action to get a canceled TV show back on the air or to stop your favorite TV show from being canceled. And it's a step-by-step tutorial on how to get your show back on the air not to be canceled.
Oh, that's awesome.
On their website, it also says protest on paper, write to the network, join forces, which is what we're trying to do right now. Tell everybody. Share it on Facebook and Twitter. And
that's what we're here doing. We're telling everybody. We're letting everybody know what they can do. And we can all get together as a unified force.
Campaign. Give out DVDs. Putting a sign on a billboard. Reminding your friends of upcoming episodes. Sign a petition, which we talked about that. Get a gimmick. Make t-shirts. Go crazy. Networks notice nuts. Seriously, fans of the show Jericho sent 40,000 pounds of nuts to CBS and their show got picked up again. So go over the top.
That's a lot of nuts.
40,000 pounds of peanuts.
Well, they had nuts and they got their show back. So, yeah, I remember Jericho got a nice ending is what I heard. I've never seen the show, but I know the fans of it are very rabid. It's in my Netflix queue or my Amazon queue, I'm not sure, but I'll watch it one day. But it shows it is possible. Star Trek. Let's go back to Star Trek. It was going to be canceled after its second season.
Which Star Trek?
The original series back in the 60s. And people started a letter-writing campaign, and they got thousands and thousands of actual snail mail letters, because that's what they had back then. And then they renewed it for a third season. It worked.
Yeah. It is possible.
It is possible.
After all these years, Futurama's back, right?
Futurama's back. Family Guy came back. Firefly came back. Oh, wait, not yet.
No.
But someday, maybe.
I think that Fox hopefully learned their lesson with that.
I think that's why they're not letting us know what's going on, because they're scared of the wrath of the fans, because they learned...
They learned not to mess with sci-fi shows anymore.
Like, if they're planning on canceling Terra Nova, there's probably this, like, to-do list the guy's got on his desk, and it's like, let people know that Terra Nova's canceled. Okay, well, maybe I'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because they said, what, by the end of January, they'll let us know. As we're recording this, it's February 8th.
Yeah.
So that's more than a week after the end of January.
Well, wasn't the middle of January? Like, first it was like, by mid-January, we'll know. By the end of January, we'll know. It's February, and we still don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. That's one of the reasons, besides a lot of our listeners contacting us and saying, please do a Save Terra Nova podcast. So that's why we're trying to get everybody together and help save Terra Nova. Okay, so now we know what we can do. So we have to do this. We can do this. Terra Nova isn't canceled yet.
Right.
When the Save Firefly stuff started, that's after it already got canceled.
Yeah.
So we're not past that point yet.
And they got a movie, so...
They got a big damn movie. Would you settle for a big damn Terra Nova movie?
Yeah, but I'd really like a season 2 and 3 and 4 and...
7.
5 and 49.
We can skip season 6, the whole zombie season. That probably won't work out. But 7 was good. Will be good.
You're a weirdo.
I am a weirdo. But I love Terra Nova, and I can't help it. Okay, I remember reading something Jason O'Mara said about Season 2, if it does get renewed, things that could help it. Do you have that article, Heather?
I do. This one's from TerraNovaTV.net. And Jason O'Mara was quoted saying, "When we use dinosaurs, I really hope they're completely kick-ass dinosaurs. No half-hearted dinosaurs. Maybe it's better to have a totally awesome dinosaur in just one episode rather than seeing a dinosaur every episode that isn't quite there." It goes on to say, O'Mara also hopes for a little more action anchored in 2149, a setting he thinks is awesome. A lot more mythology and the introduction of a really bad, bad, bad guy. In fact, we need to find out who the baddest dude is and bring him into our story, he says, suggesting James Earl Jones for the role since Sam Neill is already in Alcatraz.
So he's giving suggestions what might make the show work better. Again, it's season one of a television show. There's a lot of television shows out there that season one isn't that great. And if you just cancel them right after that, you know, you never get those good seasons 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, I think that a show needs time to grow.
It really does. Find its way. I'm a big fan of season one, but can you just imagine how much better seasons will be in the future? You know, maybe that's a good thing. One thing I did read this morning on Twitter about slang. Did you hear about that?
Hear about what?
He's signed for a 3-episode arc on In Plain Sight.
Oh, I did hear about that. At first I was kind of afraid because it looked like he was going on their show.
Me too. I was like, is this a sign? Is this a bad sign? Is this a bad thing? But when I looked more into it, it said a 3-episode arc.
Yeah, so that's not as scary.
No, because that could be done in a few weeks. And Terra Nova won't start again for a few months if it does, right?
Well, it says in the article that Stephen Lang is still under contract with Terra Nova until June 30th, at least. I mean, even though the fate isn't decided yet, you know, at least there's still a contract. So I think they'll know before we do, but I think that Jason O'Mara will definitely post on Facebook first thing, or Twitter. I'm sure they will all be tweeting and Facebooking, because I'm sure that they were promised, you know, some money for it, hopefully.
Well, hopefully we'll get a Great News Guys season 2's on the way, or we don't get a WTF.
Yeah.
So, it might be up to us, the fans, to the guy making the decision might be on the fence. And it just might be enough people asking him to renew this show that makes him renew it, you know? They got to know people want it. If people don't want it, they're not going to renew it. Talking about renewals and Fox and different things, one of the reasons they gave for delaying the decision-making about season two of Terra Nova was seeing how the ratings of the other Fox television shows are going to do. Specifically, Alcatraz was the main one.
And Touch.
And Touch. Now, my understanding is they both did really good in the ratings.
Yeah.
So that made me a little sad. Because I was like, well, that's not good for us.
No.
I do kind of feel guilty. I did watch the first, second, and third episode of Alcatraz.
I haven't seen Alcatraz or Touch. I'm kind of like in limbo because I'm afraid to watch them.
That's what happened to me. By the third episode, I mean, the first and second episode were okay, and I was intrigued, not sure why. Third episode, I was kind of like, eh. But as I was watching, I'm going like, I'm adding to their ratings, which is bad for Terra Nova. So I'll just wait till it's out on DVD, and then nobody will know I'm watching it.
I mean, it looked good, and I had seen previews for it and everything. But I have so much TV to watch right now, I don't feel the need to start a show that could jeopardize Terra Nova's future.
Right, so I'm boycotting every show on Fox but Terra Nova.
See, I'm not going that bad. I mean, I'm still watching Fringe, and
oh, Fringe.
I still watch, you know, Glee and New Girl. And
well, I don't think it's a choice to watch Glee or not. I think you just have to watch Glee.
Actually, there's a lot of people that don't like Glee.
What? Did you see the Michael Jackson episode?
I did.
That was awesome. That was pretty cool. Okay.
I actually rewatched that today so my mom could see it.
Got the Get Glue sticker. Ricky Martin was on a couple days ago.
Mm-hmm.
That was cool. Shake Your Bon Bon. So, Fringe, they're on the fence also about getting renewed and canceled. On the Fringe podcast, they had an interview with Jessica Nicole, who plays Astrid on Fringe, and she said she heard a rumor that they will get another season, but it'll be a 13-episode season. So basically a half season, pretty much for the fans as a goodbye and a thank you, but that way it won't cost as much money as a whole season would.
I miss the old Fringe before this new Peter disappeared, new timeline. I think that a lot of people stopped watching because of that, because I kind of got, I mean, it's getting better now. I think as this season's going on, I am following it more and enjoying it a little bit more. But the first few episodes of after Peter was gone, I kind of was disappointed. So I think maybe other people are feeling the same way.
It really bothered me as well. And I was like, all these characters I invested all my time in are not those characters anymore. Same actors, they look the same, but they're different people. They're in a different world. My brother and sister-in-law, actually, they're avid viewers of it, and they watched the first couple episodes of the season, and they said, that's it, I'm out. But I stuck in with it, and last few episodes, they've been back to normal-ish as much as they could.
Yeah.
Within their own constraints, because I think they heard the backlash from the fans.
Going, what are you doing to your show?
Right. But, you know, I'll stick with it. But the point that I'm trying to make with this is that even though the show is losing money for Fox, Fox cares enough about their fans to give them a proper ending to the series or a half season so they can wrap things up really nicely.
Hopefully they do.
Yeah, this is the rumor. So if she hears a rumor and she's working on the show, that's a pretty good source, I think.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking that people in charge of Fox really are starting to care about their fans, and it's not like it was before where it was just a bottom line issue. This is why I got my fingers crossed for a season two of Terra Nova. Is there any more news about Fox or television shows or anything?
Well, today I opened my IMDb app and saw that Fox announced that Hugh Laurie and the producers have decided not to renew House, or not to keep making House. The last episode will be in May. This will be the last season.
Wow. I kind of feel guilty because I haven't watched House this season. It's I got tons of them on the TiVo, but I haven't watched them yet.
Yeah, I always loved House. I think it's been on for, what, 8 seasons now?
Well, I'm caught up to the end of last season.
Yeah.
I just haven't watched. Last thing I saw was House driving a car into a dining room. Dining room. But I heard Cuddy's not on the show anymore or whatever.
Well, that might be another thing that there's people, the characters all got switched around, and it's one of those things where you're like, hmm.
So rather than being canceled, they're choosing not to make it anymore, which is cool.
Yeah.
You know, if they end it well, you know, not like Lost, but Lost decided to end it at a certain time so they knew where their story was going and they could end it properly, even though most people disagree with the ending. It's still a good idea in general to end it on your terms rather than getting canceled.
They've been on since, I think, 2004. So they've had a good, you know, they've had a good run. They've been on for a while.
Yeah, very impressive. House is a very expensive show, right?
Yes, well, in the article, it says in bright big letters right at the top, it says, "We all knew that Fox had their once big hit House on the renewal bubble, but David Chase, Hugh Laurie, and Katie Jacobs asked the network to let them end the show properly. The network quickly agreed, and Terra Nova will be safe for next season."
See, I saw that, but then I looked for other sources, and I couldn't find it. But that is a really good indication, right?
Yeah. In the next paragraph, it goes on to say, "The three shows that everyone knew were on a big, delicate bubble were House, Fringe, and Terra Nova. Taking House out of the equation may save Fringe and has definitely kept Terra Nova on the air for next season."
So who's writing this?
It's by bestmovieseevernews.com. Well, bestmovieseevernews.com.
Okay, so according to Best Movies News Ever.
Best Movies Ever News.
Bestmovieseevernews.com.
Mm-hmm.
That Terra Nova is definitely getting a second season.
Yeah, they said definitely.
Was it defiantly or definitely?
I know how to read.
So according to that website, which we just found tonight, the article we just found tonight about an hour ago, it says it will definitely be renewed. But we could not confirm that with other sources because we scoured the internet, as all of us have been doing probably for the last month or so, trying to find out what's going on with Terra Nova.
Yeah, this article is from 6:33 p.m. tonight, so it's
on
only been up
February 8th.
Yeah.
Really looking for an official press release or something, or one of the main stars of Terra Nova or producers to say we definitely have a green light for season two until we give up our Save Terra Nova for this season. We can start it up again at the end of next season, too. So that's good news.
Yeah. At least one website thinks that they're definitely coming back.
I'm very happy about that. On our website, TerraNovaPodcast.com, we had a poll up for about a month now, because we've been waiting for word from Fox. No word yet. We asked, "Do you think Terra Nova will be renewed?" 24% said no.
This is nail-biting. What did the other percent say?
73% said yes. No, but if you do 24 and 73, I'm doing the math. That's not right. There's another little sliver, but it doesn't have a number. They were undecided, the little sliver. 24% said no. Why would they say no? Why would they come to the Terra Nova podcast website and say no?
I don't know. Maybe they were sad.
Maybe they were sad, just having a bad day.
It wasn't, "Do you hope?"
Oh, that's true.
It's, "Do you think?"
"Do you think?" Oh. But 73% say yes. So that means our fandom is... Almost three-quarters of us are positive that we're going to get a second season to Terra Nova. If we don't, it'll be really sad. I think we will. In case you haven't noticed, we've decided to delay our season one review. We both went back and watched season one of Terra Nova in its entirety. So we're getting ready for our season finale of the Terra Nova podcast. We just wanted to make sure that we did it after we found out about the renewal or cancellation of Terra Nova, so we have a better perspective on how to do the show.
Yeah, we were waiting.
And waiting.
Yeah, and we kind of figured we might need to give you a little show in between to let you know we're still here and we're still waiting to hear back before we do our season one finale.
So if everybody listening to this podcast were to, one, like Save Terra Nova on Facebook, and then two, sign a twittition, three, email Fox, askfox@fox.com, and...
Or for $4, send some dinos.
$4 and some change, I think it is, if you have Prime. It's free shipping on Amazon. Click the link on our website, TerraNovaPodcast.com. It'll take you to the dinosaurs that Jason O'Mara recommended to send the president of Fox. And he'll get, in a couple days, his little box from Amazon with the smiley face on the side that says, you can write a gift message. Our gift message was this. We sent our dinosaurs yesterday, and our gift message said, "Please give us a second season of Terra Nova. Thanks, the Terra Nova podcast." So short and simple, you know, because they're not going to have time to read them all. But you can send your own little message with it, and free shipping.
If we sent it yesterday, when did they get shipped out?
Let me check. Going to Amazon.com right now. I love Amazon Prime, by the way. I'm a Prime member. Free shipping all the time.
That's really cool.
And then you get to all the videos you can watch. More, it's kind of like Netflix, but you watch it on Amazon. I am tracking the package. It was sent by United States Postal Service. It says it's in transit. It says it was shipped out February 8th at 2 a.m. So it's in transit.
So that's good.
That's good.
Our dinos are on their way.
Our dinos are on their way to California. So what are they going to do with the little dinos once they get them?
I don't know. Hopefully they have little kids.
Yeah. I'm picturing, you know what would be fun? If they just unpacked them all and put them all over the floor, and you know how you step on toys and it hurts?
Ow.
Probably not. Probably giving them to, like, a children's charity. Hopefully they get, like, 10,000 dinosaurs. Or they give them to a children's museum. That will be an interesting follow-up story, where the dinosaurs go. I know superfan Danielle, she sent, how many did she send? She put it on her Facebook.
I don't know. I think we have feedback from her. Let her tell you.
Okay. We have a voicemail from Danielle. And here's Danielle.
Hi, Albie and Heather and TC. This is Danielle. We people can save Terranova and tiny plastic dinos. I sent 120. 10 packages of 12 makes 120. What is he going to do with all these dinos? Or tweet, tweet every day, every other day. Email Fox, right there, the Fox. The petition, sign Congress's petition. Stuff like that. And I really wanted to have a second season. I'm missing my characters. I'm having withdrawals. I want to see more Mark and Maddie moments. It's like, they're like the best TV couple in the world. Forget all those other TV couples. It's Mark and Maddie. Although they're not a couple. If you've read fan fiction, not mine, because I never wrote one. Oh, no, I did. Right, Wash and Taylor fake. It wasn't exactly like some of the other ones, but I can write one on my Facebook page. But anyways, I want to see more episodes. So people, start writing, sending dinosaurs, tweet, email, write a joke about saving the show. But then Lombard did it. We want a second season. So get to it, people. Bye.
Well, that was Danielle. That's awesome. So she's right with us. She wants a second season of Terra Nova, and she can't live without it. She sent 10 packages of 12 dinosaurs.
It's 120 dinosaurs.
That is 120 dinosaurs. That's a lot of dinosaurs.
Yeah.
She's a really committed fan. That's awesome. I'm sure other people did that. We're right with you, Danielle, and we want a season 2. So like she said, like Save Terra Nova on Facebook, sign the petition, call Fox, email Fox, and send those plastic dinosaurs to Mr. Kevin Riley at Fox Broadcasting, P.O. Box 900, Beverly Hills, California, 90213. And it doesn't have to be the dinosaurs from Amazon if you don't want it, if you don't want it to be. If you have any dinosaurs laying around your house, or you go down to the dollar store and buy a package of dinosaurs, wrap them all individually, send them individually, put them in the biggest boxes you can, get a huge plastic dinosaur, build your own, and put it in a refrigerator box and send it to Mr. Kevin Riley at Fox Broadcasting, P.O. Box 900, Beverly Hills, California, 90213. They'll get the message, and we'll get a season 2 of Terra Nova. It's crazy what we have to do to get some TV around here, isn't it? I'm sure the ratings go up next season, and we won't have to worry about this for a long time to come. In other news, in a few weeks we should have our season 1 retrospective coming out for Terra Nova podcast. We're just basically waiting for the renewal status to come out, and then we'll record our season, hopefully season finale of Terra Nova podcast. All the feedback that we have received over the last month, we didn't forget about you. We have it all, and it's going to be in our season finale. This was just a special little infocast, an emergency podcast to get the word out there about saving Terra Nova. So we'll talk more about everything else next time. Okay, so the only thing we can do is ask the Magic 8 Ball. Magic 8 Ball, you know?
Yeah.
Shake it around. See if Terra Nova will get renewed. Are you ready? Will Terra Nova get renewed? Cannot predict now.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, gotta try it again. Will Terra Nova get renewed? Concentrate and ask again. Oh!
Even the Magic 8 Ball doesn't know.
Come on. Is this what the president of Fox is using to decide whether or not to renew it? And it just won't give it a damn straight answer? Okay, last time. Will Terra Nova get renewed? Ooh, outlook not so good. Let's hope the Magic 8 Ball is wrong. All right.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Okay, any last thoughts, Heather?
Let's do all we can to help save Terra Nova.
Again and again.
Yes.
Vote early and often. Have your voice heard.
Now we're sounding like the campaign people.
Vote no on Alcatraz. Alcatraz has a shady past. Vote yes on Terra Nova.
Vote yes on Prop Terra Nova.
Prop Terra Nova, yes. Terra Nova is constitutional. Call your senators.
What would they have to do with anything?
Write Obama. If Obama goes, hey, guy that runs Fox, I like Terra Nova, please renew it. Hey.
That would be so cool.
Who knows? Anything could work. Literally, anything can work. Can you think of other things? Get the word out. Make it happen.
Yeah, if you can think of any other ideas, send us an email or post on our site or our Facebook or...
Twitter it to us. Tweet it to us.
Yes.
And we'll retweet it.
You sound like an old man trying to learn Twitter.
I've had Twitter for years. Don't know what
Twitter it to us.
Twitter it to our tweeter. And then we'll tweet it back to tweets. I'm not that bad, am I? No. I'm techno-savvy-ish-esque. All right. That's it for this time of the Terra Nova podcast. Thanks for listening.
And let's save Terra Nova.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Terra Nova podcast. Go to terranovapodcast.com each week to listen to new installments of the Terra Nova podcast. The Terra Nova podcast is not affiliated with 20th Century Fox Television, Chernin Entertainment, DreamWorks Television, or Capital Entertainment. While at terranovapodcast.com, join our forum so you can stay connected to the Terra Nova podcast community. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information, exclusive content, and to be notified first when a new episode is available. Support from listeners like you help keep the Terra Nova podcast operating. You can find a link to donate using PayPal at the bottom of our website. Get the latest Terra Nova podcast gear by checking out our Cafe Press store. The link is available on our homepage. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Terra Nova podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. Special thanks to Steven Norder for web maintenance and ZeroPain.com for providing reliable and painless web service. The Terra Nova podcast is edited by Meat Cookie, Chad, and Albie. The Terra Nova universe and all that it contains is property of 20th Century Fox Television, Chernin Entertainment, DreamWorks Television, and Capital Entertainment. No infringement is intended. The Terra Nova podcast is a Barron Space production. Copyright 2012. All rights reserved.
Sorry, it's been a while. Okay, starting in
five, four, three, two.
Okay, cut out my uhs. I'm starting with the uhs again. A month I don't say I start recording, I say All right. Stop cancellations, and a lot of them were successful by sending silly things like, I have no idea, I didn't look that up.
I have this that I'm doing right now.
Okay, she's doing it now. That's just banter, you can cut that out. Except for her peanut thing. Please do a Save Terra Nova podcast. What was I talking about? It's been a while. But James Earl Jones, he'd make a good Hitler. He's an awesome actor.
I don't even know what to say to that.
Okay, you can cut all that out. can you just imagine how better Morsi...
How much better?
So I'm... I listened to an interview,
When you make that noise, it just makes you sound.
Don't say that word. Okay.
Since, I think, 2004. In the middle of my sentence.
I'm sorry.
You're like, Olivia Wilde.
I had two energy drinks today, sorry. Okay, keep going. Olivia Wilde's hot.
That's what you needed to interrupt my sentence.
You just had a
Olivia Wilde's hot. Just saying.
Sorry.
Just in case you didn't know. I just wanted you to know.
I guess everybody does know. I don't have to mention it. Okay. Just my opinion. It's not my opinion. It's a fact, I think.
There was something like, did the middle of my sentence cut off the beginning of yours?
I apologize.
It's funny.
All right. We asked... Damn it. All right. More than... Damn it. Season one of Terra Nova, in its entirety.
Terra Nova.
Sorry, I thought it was from Australia for a second.
You sound like an old man trying to learn Twitter.
I've had Twitter for years. Don't know what
Twitter it to us.
Twitter it to our tweeter, and then we'll tweet it back to tweets.
Up next. Oh, do you Twitter? Tweet?
I have twatted.
Oh, my gosh. So have I. Okay.
I am tracking the package.